And we return. It's today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Next Thursday, of course, Bonnie, is Thanksgiving.
Yes, it's our Thanksgiving edition.
And each November, chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer gives listeners tips for Thanksgiving dinner, how to best roast a turkey, what could be prepared early, gravy advice, and of course, ideas for those leftovers. Linda, what's on the menu?
Well, Joe and Bonnie, Turkey Day next week. Well, let me show you some of the questions I get asked over the years. And the one that really I think is so funny is, can I really throw the turkey in the swimming pool to defrost it?
or take the gizzard bag out.
Right.
Should I do that?
Wouldn't that contaminate the swimming water?
I suppose so. Here's some more practical questions. You know, how big a turkey do I need if I'm having 20 people? How do I prevent the turkey from drying out and tasting like sawdust? So our guest today is going to solve all of our problems. She's Corey Vicens, and she's culinary director of allrecipes.com. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be here today. And, of course, All Recipes is the world's, you know, large digest food brand, and we're excited for Thanksgiving up and coming here in just a week.
Yes, well, it's coming soon, and we'd love to have you, our listeners, join us. Do you have any Thanksgiving Day questions? We've got Corey here to answer all your questions. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Do we have email today?
We do. It is radio@WLRN.org.
Okay, also with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. You can read Fred's wine suggestions from my Dinner Minutes column that's in today's Miami Herald, and you also can read his wine column in the Herald today. Fred, is there wine for Thanksgiving, or should I ask?
Oh, Thanksgiving is my favorite day of the year. You eat too much, you drink too much, and you watch football.
What could be better, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Corey Vicens, what's the mystique here? So many people tell me they're afraid to cook a turkey. And I've heard tips from salting it overnight to soaking it in beer, cheesecloth wrapped, tent wrapped. Tell me, give us a foolproof method.
Well, perfection. You know, everybody is looking, there's a lot of stress on preparing a great Thanksgiving meal, the perfect turkey. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. It just depends what your family's needs are. But, you know, I can share with you are some best buying and how to defrost and, you know, what is the best way to cook that perfect turkey. You want to, you know, first start out with how many guests are you going to be serving that day? Because you got to know what size bird that you want to be cooking up and
so
make
there,
sure that there's enough leftovers.
Is there a general rule for that?
Yeah, there is. You know, allow for about 1.5 pounds for each of your guests. So if you have, you know, 12 people at the table, you want to figure at least 15. And, you know, that's enough to satisfy the meal as well as the sandwiches the next day or later in the evening.
Right, we have to have those leftovers. So that's
giving
leftovers. Okay.
Linda,
absolutely.
You make turkey hash, don't you?
I certainly do. We're going to talk about it later. So,
yum.
So now we know how much to buy. This the whole thing, frozen versus fresh. I mean, is there really a difference?
You know, it depends who you're talking to. I think it really is about your needs and what your family. A fresh turkey does cost more. So if you're working within a budget, you want to, you know, take that into consideration. But, you know, you should not buy turkey more than at least 2 days ahead of time if you are going to get a fresh one. Frozen turkeys, of course, are a little bit less expensive and, you know, available year-round. You just need to make sure, as you started out the, you know, our conversation here about thawing that turkey. So it just depends on which one you choose.
Well, if you're going to buy, this is Thursday, so we've got a week. Mm-hmm. And if you buy a frozen turkey, how do you start defrosting it now? I mean, what do you do?
You know, well, the best method would be to put it in the freezer. You know, you want to say 1 day, for example, we're going to go back to the 15-pound turkey that we're serving 12 people with. And so 5 pounds a day. So we're well ahead if we were using 15 pounds as our gauge for that. But you would probably want to start at least 3 days in advance. And the preferred method, Linda, is in the refrigerator.
So defrost it in the refrigerator.
Absolutely.
Do you have a question here?
It's about gravy.
Okay, we'll get to gravy in a minute.
Okay.
So here's the question. What happens if the turkey's frozen and it's on the day? Can we still help us out?
So you have not allowed enough time for that bird to defrost, right?
Yes.
So you've put it in the fridge. A really quick method, of course, is to submerge it in cold water.
Swimming pool.
No. I don't think the flavor. I don't think that's the flavor you're looking for.
Chlorine.
I guess you need the bathtub.
Exactly. Or a bucket. You know, you get a 5-gallon bucket. You fill it with, put that bird in, fill it with water, cold water, and that's going to be the quickest to get it down to a cooking temperature. You definitely want to take a little bit of the chill off, and that's the best method, if you've forgotten ahead of time.
Okay. I should say that a fireman friend of mine always reminds people with fried turkeys to be really careful.
Yes.
Can really cause some harm.
Especially if they're
wet.
Yeah, right. So, let's go to the gravy situation because, it's traditional gravies made from drippings in the pan. And it's nerve-wracking. You've got everybody hanging around. Of course, they're always in the kitchen. You take the turkey out and you're letting it rest, and then you have to make the gravy. So give us some tips, and can you make it in advance?
You're right. Everybody's in the kitchen. There are, the drippings from the bird, et cetera. But you can make this in advance. And we actually have a really great recipe on our site from Chef John. And it's his make-ahead turkey gravy. It's delicious. It really frees up that valuable, kitchen time that everybody is vying for, because you want to get the vegetables and everything all done at that point. And it turns out much better if you do it in advance, too. His secret here is roast some turkey wings on a bed of carrots, celery, and onions. Now, you're going to do this ahead of course.
You could do that now.
Yep.
Right, okay.
And you put it in the fridge, and you have it. Get set up. We got a nice weekend ahead of us. Do some cooking. Do your cranberry sauce. Pick your potatoes that you're going to have. You can make your crust. You can freeze it, pull it out. So there's a lot of different things you can do in advance to relieve some of that anxiety and angst that comes with hosting on Thanksgiving.
What about stock? Can you use canned chicken stock?
Yes. I mean, if you don't have the access to turkey wings, of course, chicken stock is, perfect for that. You want to, thicken it up as you're making it.
Give us some tips on how we don't avoid lumpy gravy. Or pasty gravy, really.
One of the things that we decided this year is that we are focusing on Thanksgiving Heroes. And Thanksgiving Heroes is a series of videos. And this is, I would recommend the listeners to, check out some of these videos because it can help with these pitfalls, especially with potatoes. But with lumpy gravy,
Before you go ahead, you've mentioned this Thanksgiving Heroes, and I went to look for it, and I was really impressed. You go to allrecipes.com, and then it's easier just to type in this search, Thanksgiving Hero videos. And there's a whole list, they're all free there to watch how to make everything. I thought it was really terrific. So go ahead. What's your secret for non-lumpy gravy?
Well, you want to start with a good roux. If you do get to the point where your gravy is lumpy, go ahead, pull out a sieve or a strainer and sieve it through.
Okay, and so a roux being some fat mixed together with some flour.
Yes.
And then you slowly add the liquid to it.
Yes.
And Mary wants to know, Corey, what you do for gravy when your bird is brined. The drippings are too salty, she says.
Oh, that's a great question. I would probably add a little bit of stock to ease the saltiness on the bird. But, also on brining your bird, a step to take is just give it a quick rinse before to take off some of that brining liquid before you start to prepare it to put it in the oven.
Okay.
And sometimes Sometimes this works if you cut up a russet potato and sort of boil it with the russet potato. It kind of, the starch kind of helps you from the potato to take away some of that salt.
Right, that's a great tip. And, you know, one of those ones that I think my grandmother probably used a long time ago as well, and shared that the starch will pick it out.
Right. Okay, so now we've got our gravy, and hopefully we've got our turkey. Mashed potatoes. Can we make those in advance?
Oh, yes, you can, actually. Mashed potatoes, you know, everybody is always worried about the mashed potato. Is it going to be lumpy? Can I do it in advance? I want it to be warm. The question is, yes, you can do it in advance. And, you know, the way to do that is, first off, you want to start with picking the right potatoes. And we always recommend either the Yukon Gold or russet potatoes.
Are two really, really different kinds of potatoes. Because the Yukon Gold is kind of a waxy potato, where the russet is, you know, to me, it has a lot of starch. It needs a lot of cream and butter.
Well, don't they all?
I was going to say, isn't that the silence from that?
All right, go ahead. Finish your potatoes then.
So the potatoes, if you start with the potatoes and you cook it in the right amount of time, making sure that it is cooked all the way through, and then, mashing them, making sure that you're either using a food mill or you really mash it down with your hand, masher, are really key. Also, adding the other ingredients in at the same temperature. So your potatoes are hot, you've mashed them over the heat to dry them out, and now you want to add your butter and the milk to it. Make sure they're at the same temperature as they go in and as you mix it in as well. And that will help prevent lumpiness. And then what you can do at that point is put a little bit of milk that you haven't used all up over the top of your potatoes, set the cover on it, it's still warm, and set it aside.
Oh, good. So then when you rewarm it, it's still nice and moist.
Exactly. So you just have a little bit, and you can rewarm it with a little bit of liquid to it.
Right, right. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer.
Or chicken stock, if you want to use chicken stock instead of milk, and your potatoes is also a good alternate.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry we have to interrupt you for half a minute here, because I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and my guest today is AllRecipes.com. She's the culinary director of... She's the culinary director at AllRecipes.com, Corey Vicens. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Our guest is Corey Vicens. She's the culinary director for AllRecipes.com, and she's been giving us some really wonderful tips for a no-fuss Thanksgiving dinner. And you can also find a lot of help at AllRecipes.com. Thanksgiving Hero Videos or Thanksgiving Videos. Put those in the search at allrecipes.com. It'll give you some real good help, some wonderful help. Okay, so it's dinner in minutes time. And Joe, you mentioned earlier about my turkey hash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's not my turkey hash. It's Rachel Ray's turkey hash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I asked Rachel for some tips for Thanksgiving leftovers, within seconds she gave me this turkey hash idea. So I created this recipe based on her ideas. It's so simple that I use it anytime I have leftovers with chicken or turkey. So you heat oil in a skillet and you add your turkey, whatever leftovers you have. And if you have leftover vegetables, add those. Or put some fresh ones in if you don't. And here's the secret. She uses tomatillo salsa. Now, you can buy that in a bottle.
What about if you have leftover gravy? Does that go in, too?
Sure. Why not? but this tomatillo salsa adds a fresh, light touch. Or you could use any type of salsa. So you warm it through, and then she scattered some shredded cheddar cheese over the top. And put a cover on for about a minute, let the cheese melt. While the cheese melts, fry an egg in another skillet, and spoon the hash onto the dinner plates, put the egg on top. Couldn't be easier.
Mm.
And loosen up everything. And that complete recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. You can also see another quick dinner in minutes in today's Miami Herald. It's ham and cheese panini with Italian arugula salad. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Okay, Fred, what are we drinking for Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, the best part of Thanksgiving dinner to me is also the most challenging, and because typically you'll get turkey and stuffing and yams and green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and a lot more. So the challenge is how to match a wine with all those flavors. And my solution is that I cop out. I put on the table a white wine, a rosé wine, and a red wine, and let the guests sort it out. I always say there's no challenge so great that it can't be avoided. Still, I do put some effort into it. I look for a white wine that's a blend of several grapes, which makes it complex in flavors, so it's a good match for all those food flavors. So a white wine, a Franciscan estate of California makes a white wine called Equilibrium, which is a blend of Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, and Muscat. So it's very rich with lots of fruity flavors. Great match for Thanksgiving, and it's about $23. The rosé wine I would use is Anjoue, spelled E-N-J-O-U-E.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. I'm well-trained now, Linda.
Yeah, you smell everything. That's great.
By Lassiter Winery in Sonoma, it's a blend of Syrah, Mourvedre, and Grenache. It's very dry, very complex. It's $24. And my red wine might be the XYZ Old Vine Zinfandel. That's spelled XYZ.
Thank you, Fred.
From Alexander Valley. A blend of Zinfandel, Carignan, Alicante, Boucher, and Petit Syrah. How's that for a mixed bag?
I like the fact that these wines are somewhat affordable, so that's great because you have a lot of people.
Yeah, that's right. You can go through a lot of wine with these
people.
Mm-hmm. So what about that pumpkin pie, you ask? Well, my answer is this. From Sam Adams Brewery in Boston, I would suggest a Fat Jack Double Pumpkin Ale. Yep, this is an ale, and it tastes like pumpkin, cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg because all those things are in there. It's $7 for a 22-ounce bottle, so at this point, you could probably serve four people with a 22-ounce bottle. And won't you look trendy serving craft beer with dessert?
Whoa, that sounds interesting. Beer with dessert on Thanksgiving.
Try it. You'll like it.
All right. We'll have to give it a try. Well, let's go back to Corey Vicens. Corey, let's talk a little bit about safety trips, because there's a lot of safety tips, rather. How far in advance can you really stuff a turkey?
Gosh, you know, that's a great question, and you want to at all costs be really safe, and that's why we talked about the thawing, the two different methods, whether it was the refrigerator or submerging it in cold water. You know, you also want to, cook the take it out. You want to take the bird out about 30 minutes just so it comes to a little bit of room temperature so as not to, it doesn't go into the oven cold. You want to use a thermometer to check when your bird is properly cooked. And you want to insert that into the thickest part of the thigh, of course. And you want to get a reading of about 165 degrees.
You don't want to rely on those little pop-up things, do you?
You do not at all. So that's really important. I think the first step in regards to dressing, I would not dress, if you are going to dress your bird in advance, put it again into the refrigerator. But the best way is to stuff it prior to putting it in the oven.
Just before you go. And yep. If you do stuff it anywhere in advance, you know, make sure it's cold.
Yep. Everything should be cold. Yep.
Very cold. And here's the other problem. You know, you've got so much, just having a refrigerator big enough for a turkey with everything else that goes in the refrigerator is difficult. And so
it really
I always
is.
Find that if you have a refrigerator that's groaning, turn it down. Turn your refrigerator down because it's going to have a lot of food and it's going to be hard to keep all that food cold.
No, a lot of times I will get an ice chest and put the turkey in there.
We keep filling it with ice to keep it cold enough.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So you've got to make sure that there's plenty of ice on the bottom and on the top, but it works.
Fred, can I ask you a quick question? For those
sure.
who don't eat turkey, the traditional turkey or vegan or vegetarian, what wines do you recommend?
Oh, wow. Even if it's a vegan meal, it's going to have a multitude of flavors. So I would say that the wines that I recommended for the turkey would work fine. That
okay.
white wine equilibrium would be excellent with a whole lot of vegetable dishes.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. And just, we only have a half a minute left, but what about dessert? Any tips here?
Oh, you got to have dessert. I got to say, in Florida, the sweet potato pie, followed by an apple pie from Grandma Opal, is tops in your area. So followed by pumpkin and pecan. So
you can't leave out my pecan pie.
No.
That's full of sugar. It's really good.
Do you make it yourself?
Yeah, pumpkin ale will be great with all those things.
You do.
Yeah. Well, I make a sugar crust. And what I do is, to avoid a soggy base, especially with an apple pie, I put some breadcrumbs or some cake crumbs in the bottom of the pie plate with on top of the crust, the pastry, to absorb some of that liquid and as it comes out.
What a great idea.
Yeah, and sometimes if it's a savory pie that I'm going to have, I'll put some mustard on the bottom of the crust.
And what does that do?
It gives you a barrier so that your crust doesn't get soggy from the ingredients that are going inside the pie. So
that's very interesting.
Yes, it
All
is.
All right. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's been a really wonderful, tasty week. Corey V. Sens, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, for more Thanksgiving help, go to allrecipes.com.
We never got into cranberries.
Sorry.
Hard to match wine with cranberries anyway.
Well, anyway, at allrecipes.com, put in the search area Thanksgiving Hero videos. That'll really be a big help for you if you need that kind of help. I'm wishing everyone a wonderful, delicious Thanksgiving. We'll be back in 2 weeks with my annual favorite kitchen gadget gifts. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.